Using Outlook Express and Windows Mail. Microsoft Outlook Express and Windows Mail are email applications which are supplied free with your operating system. Outlook Express comes with Windows 2000, XP, and 2003. Microsoft renamed this application to Windows Mail starting with Windows Vista, but the applications act and look very much the same. This tutorial will not discuss all the possibilities with Outlook Express and Windows Mail, but it will show the basics on how to read your mail, send email, and reply to email. So again, I'm sitting at Windows Vista at the desktop with WindowEyes running, so I'm going to use the Windows Vista Start menu to actually start up, in my case, Windows Mail. If you're not using Vista, it will be Outlook Express, and you would find it as Outlook Express. But I'm going to bring up the Start menu with my favorite of Control-Escape.
Start menu. Start search. Edit box.
Now, I could go to all programs and try to find it, but I'm going to go ahead and just type in mail, M-A-I-L.
L. Windows Mail. Programs group. 1 of 17.
So it found it right away as Windows Mail, and I'm going to go ahead and just hit enter.
Windows Mail. Red. Mission 2003. Subject. Simply Computer's Real Computer Needs Some Love and Attention. Received. 3/23/2007, 8:34 p.m. List view. 1 of 132.
So it told me I'm on 1 of 132 items. I've come in by default into the inbox of my email. So the inbox just contains all of the email messages that I may have read or that I certainly have received, but I may or may not have read them. And this told me that I did read this particular message. I think it's actually some spam, and I've got some more spam inside this inbox. This is a test account that I'm actually using here. But regardless, I can actually arrow up and down through my inbox. So if I were to down arrow, I would go to the next item in my inbox.
Red. Tina Johnston. Subject. Simply Computer's Web Buttons. Received. 3/23/20.
I'm going to silence that, but it tells me who it's from, if I've read it or not, the subject and received date and things. Let me go down one more, a message I've not read.
Unread. John Clinard. Subject. Simply Computer's Read Rank Utility. Received. 3/23/20. Unread. Mission 2003. Subject. Simply Computer's Reprinter Networking Problem. Received.
Okay, again, all this is spam, but it goes and show you just how you can arrow up and down through that inbox. Now, one of the things that you want to be a little bit careful of with Outlook Express or Windows Mail is sometimes they default to turning on the preview pane. The preview pane is actually a sighted type of thing, which means as I'm arrowing up and down in my inbox, visually you'll see maybe the first 20, 30 some odd lines of the email message down in the bottom part of the Outlook Express or Windows Mail window. So you can actually kind of browse your email very quickly without actually having to open that. That can get in the way with speech because sometimes they'll take focus down there. Sometimes it just confuses things. So it's usually a good idea to go ahead and turn that off. And whether you're using Outlook Express or Windows Mail, the procedure to turn that off is the same. Now, mine is already off, but I'm still going to just walk you through this because I think it's good that you do turn that off. Again, I see no advantage if you are unable to see the screen of why having that on anyway, the preview pane that is. So to turn this off, even though mine is already off, we're going to go ahead and go into the View menu of your Outlook Express or Windows Mail. I'm going to hold down the Alt key and tap V. That will immediately go into my View menu. Now, I could have tapped the Alt key to take me in the menu bar. Then I could have arrowed right till I got to View and hit Enter. But Alt V is a quicker way. So here goes Alt V.
V. Current View V pull down.
And then I'm going to down arrow, or I could hit L because I know that's the shortcut. But I could down arrow until I get to Layout. So I'm going to down arrow quickly and interrupt it as I go.
Sort by column, layout, L dialog.
Okay, that took three down arrows to get to the layout, which is a dialog. It's going to open up a dialog. I'm going to hit enter on that.
Menu closed. Folder bar, F, checkbox.
I'm going to silence the reading of this new dialog that just popped up. But what you want to do is you want to tab down to the checkbox that says show preview pane. So I'm going to tab quickly until I hear it say that, interrupting when I know that I'm not actually there. So I'm going to hit tab.
Folder list.
Again.
Status bar.
Again.
Toolbar.
Again.
Oh, views bar.
Again.
Search bar.
Again.
A. Customize toolbar.
Again.
Show preview pane. P. Checkbox. Unchecked.
There we go. Show preview pane. And mine said checkbox unchecked, which is what we would expect because I do not have the preview pane on. If you have this checked, you should hit the space bar to unselect the preview pane, and then you'll find that your reading experience will be better. Regardless, once you're on this checkbox, I know that the OK is the default button, so I can just go ahead and hit enter here. So if you've hit space to turn it off, that's fine. Go ahead and hit enter just like myself.
Inbox Windows Mail. Unread. Mission 2003.
I'll silence that with the control key. That just took me back into my inbox, and it started reading the highlighted or the selected item in my inbox again. if you want to actually read email, so you're going up and down through your inbox, if you find a message you don't want, you know it's spam or whatever, you can just tap the delete key. It will delete that item and it will read the next item underneath it, assuming there is a new item below that. But if you want to actually read an item, you can just get to the item that you want, and I'll up arrow a couple times.
Red, Tina Johnston, subject, Simply Computers Web Buttons.
Again, this is some spam, so I'm not sure what this is. I'm going to go ahead and hit enter to actually open up this email message. Let me go ahead and hit enter.
23 links. I'm almost finished creating another web page for my class. It has two radio buttons and one needs to be checked, but I can't figure out where to put the word checked in the code.
Now, I'm going to silence that because I don't want to actually sit here and listen to this entire email message, but it will read the contents of this email message to me, or at least the first part of it. Then I can arrow down through it or whatever I want to be able to do at this point. But you are actually in a browse mode at this point, so everything that you've learned about when we were on Internet Explorer or Firefox is pretty much held the same here as well. You're in browse mode, so you can up and down arrow using the up and down arrow keys to move through it. Outlook Express and Windows Mail, when you are reviewing, rather reading email messages, they do not give you a cursor like you would expect inside of a word processor or something. As you're creating the email, you will have a cursor, and we'll show you that. But when you're reading the email, they decided not to give you a cursor, and you're just reading through the content of the email message. And I can just up and down arrow through this. Now, that's if this is an HTML message. Depending on the message type that you get, you may or may not be able to navigate it with the cursor, the built-in cursor or not. But you'll find that just up and down arrowing will automatically just take you through the text within your email message that you've opened up. So you can just arrow around as you were taught how to do inside Word and some of the basic navigations of being able to read relative to the cursor. Once you find the message that you want and you want to do anything to it, I can show you some more then of what you can do at this point. If I wanted to reply to this message, I can just press a Control R, and I'll do that now.
R. Read Simply Computers Web Buttons. Blank.
Okay, now it actually has taken me into another window, and it's now given me a cursor, and now I can actually type my text. By default, I'm at the top of my text. I believe this is a verbosity option within Outlook Express or Windows Mail, where you can say, start me at the top or bottom when you're replying. But I'm at the top. It's automatically filled in the to address of whoever it was sent to me. The subject is still filled in, and I can just go ahead and type whatever I want. When I'm done, I can hit Alt-Enter, and it will go ahead and
General.
I'm sorry, Alt-S,
blank,
and it will go ahead and save that particular email message out. So if I were doing Alt-S, it would go ahead and send that particular email. Now, I'm not going to send this because it's junk, and I don't necessarily want this person to know that I'm really here. So I'm just going to escape out of this message.
Inbox Windows Mail.
And because I didn't type anything, it didn't ask me to save it. Now, had I actually typed something, it would have said, wait a minute, do you want to save those changes or not? Now, let me go back into that message again. I'm going to hit Enter.
23 links.
I'm going to silence that. When I hit escape out, I was back at the inbox, so I hit enter to get back into the message again. I want to show you some keystrokes that are unique to Windowize. So far, everything that I've showed you is just Outlook or Outlook Express keystrokes. But if I want to read the from field, I'm reading this message, and I'm going to go, now, who is that from again? I can just hold down the Alt key, and while it's down, tap the one across the top of your keyboard, not the one on the numeric keypad, but the one on the top of the keyboard. So I have Alt down. Keeping it down, I'm going to tap one. Let's see what it says.
From Tina Johnston, tinage04463verizon.net.
Okay, so it told me the from field. That's exactly what we can see up on the screen. It shows me the from with that address. Now let me hit Alt-2 and see what that says.
Date, Friday, March 23, 2007, 8:30 p.m.
So that tells me when this particular email was sent. Now you can see this is very old mail here, or else the spam just put in crazy dates. I'm going to hit Alt, so that reads the date of the email message. Alt-3.
2. SimplyComputers2YahooGroups.com, SimplyComputers2YahooGroups.com.
So that reads me the to field of who this particular email message was sent to. So Alt-3 is a good one to just quickly read who it was sent to. Alt-3. Alt-4.
CC not found.
Is the CC field, who it was carbon copied to. Now in this particular email message, there was no carbon copy. And of course, when you're reading a message, actually, that's the BCC I was thinking of. So, yeah, CC, if there was, you would actually see that. Let me do an Alt-5.
BCC not found.
Now, BCC, this is the one I was thinking of before. This one, of course, when you're reading an email message, you would never have a BCC because that's the point of it. It's a blind carbon copy. You never know who it was blind carboned to. Now, if you're creating the email message, then you can press an Alt-5 and you can see who you are BCCing in your email message. Let's do an Alt-6 now.
Subject, Simply Computers Web Buttons.
Alt-6 reads the subject of what the email messages that I have. And Alt-7.
Attachments not found.
Said attachments not found. Now, have there been attachments to this email message? It would have told me that those were there. And Alt 8, finally.
Status line not found.
And if there was a status line on the message, sometimes when you open up an email message, they'll give you a status of some sort of message that might be specific to this particular email message. In this case, it didn't have that. Now, if there any of these fields aren't there, you will get the not found, just as we saw with attachments in the status line. But you can remember Alt 1 through Alt 8 are very simple ways of being able to read this information. Now, let's say not only did you want to know the from field, but there were too much in there. You didn't quite really understand it. You want to actually put focus on the from field. Now, it's possible to shift tab back up into these fields. Outlook Express and Windows Mail allow you to actually shift, or rather tab your way, or shift tab back up into the from edit box, the date edit box, the to edit box, and the subject edit box. In order to do that, though, you would need to turn off browse mode, and you turn off browse mode by pressing Control Shift A. And that would toggle browse mode off, and then you could do shift tab to get back up there. That's a lot of keystrokes. Again, depending on where you are within your document, if there are links in the document, then it might tab you to those links. It just takes forever. So the keystrokes that we just went through, the Alt 1 through Alt 8, can actually be used as a shortcut to put focus on those particular fields, not just read them. So for instance, when I pressed Alt 1, remember what that read?
From Tina Johnston, Tina 04463 Verizon.net.
That read me the from field of who actually sent me this email. But let's say I want to put my cursor up there or set focus into that edit box. I can press Alt-1 again, and the second time in a row, and it's important that it's in a row. If I were to hit another keystroke after hitting the first Alt-1, then I would just, and if I press Alt-1 again, I would just hear the from field again. But by pressing it twice in a row, which is what I'm going to do right now, it doesn't matter the time interval between the two, just as long as they're in a row, I'm going to hit Alt-1 again.
From Tina Johnston, Tina 04463 Verizon.net. Read only. Rich edit.
Now notice this time it said read only rich edit, and that's because focus actually went into the from field. And now I could arrow through this. So let me hit, you're typically at the end of the field, so I'm going to hit left arrow.
Space.
Space, left again.
Semicolon.
Semicolons, which typically used to separate the email addresses. Now in my case I only have one, but it still ended with a semicolon. Let me left arrow one more time.
Tina Johnston, Tina 04463 Verizon.net.
Now that might be a little bit confusing because I left arrowed and you typically expect to move by character. Well, inside Outlook Express, when you're in the email address field, or the to, or the CC, or the BCC, when you're moving between email addresses, they actually lock in that email address in there, and you can't actually arrow through that letter by letter, depending on if it found that email address in your contact list, or in my case, if it's an email message that was sent to me. So it actually took me all the way to the beginning of the email address. I wasn't allowed to go through it character by character. That's just the way the left and right arrow keys work inside the edit field of the from field, for instance. Now, if you want to go letter by letter, how do you think you could do that? Well, if you remember listening to one of the earlier tutorial sections, we talked about how you can navigate using the mouse pointer. So I've moved my cursor to the left of my email address, but if I were to hit right arrow key, I'm just going to go right to the end of this very long email address that has the person's name as well as their email address in it. So I can't go letter by letter with the cursor. So you might think mouse pointer, and that's a good thought. So if you remember from our tutorial section, I can do Insert Numpad Plus. I'm holding down the insert with my right thumb. I'm going to tap the numeric keypad plus, and let's see what it says.
Pointer root to cursor.
Now my mouse pointer is right on top of my cursor. They're both blinking, or they're both sitting right at the exact same place. Now if I hit on the numeric keypad, with numlock off, of course, I'm going to hit the right arrow key, or the 6 key, on the numeric keypad, and now we can go letter by letter.
I, N, A, space.
I'm just hitting it one letter at a time.
Boom. J, boom. O, boom. H, N, S, T, O, N, space, less than, T, I, N, A, J, 0, 4, 4, 6, 3, at, V, E, R, I, Z, O, N, period, N, E, T.
Okay. Each letter, I just hit the right arrow key, and we moved. The mouse pointer moved across. My cursor is still sitting at the left of Tina at the beginning of the email address. So that's a good way that you can actually individually go letter by letter through an email address if that's what you need to do. Let's go ahead and escape out of this particular email address. Or rather, email.
Inbox Windows Mail. Red. Tina Johnston. Subject. Simply.
I'm going to silence that, but I'm back at my inbox. Let's say you want to create a new email address, or rather a new email to somebody. So I'm going to go ahead and press Control N, which is just the shortcut for a new email. So Control key down, tapping N.
N. To. Rich edit.
So it said to Rich edit. two again being who I'm sending the email address to. So let's just say I'm going to send it to myself. So I'm going to say
do.gwmicro.com. One, suggestion, @gwmicro.com.
Now, in this case, it had autocomplete enabled. This is another feature that you can disable if you choose. But all I did was type DO, and it immediately auto-completed and said, oh, you mean doug@gwmicro.com. And when I slowed down my typing, I could actually hear it say that every time I type it. Now, if I were to hit a U.
U, ggwmicro.com.
So it's just saying g@gwmicro.com because that's all that's left. It's reading the rest of the part that it filled in. Now, I could keep typing if it really was supposed to be, let's say, Douglas at CNN or something. But in my case, it is doug@gwmicro.com. So I can just hit enter or hit tab to go to the next field. So I'm going to go ahead and hit tab.
CC, rich edit.
So CC, who am I carbon copying this email address to? In my case, I'm going to not do anything. So I'm going to tab again.
Subject, rich edit.
Subject, rich edit. I'm going to say this is a test.
E-F-T.
And tab again.
Blank.
And now I'm sitting inside my actual body of my email message, and I can just type hello, this is Doug. And if I were to do my Alt S, it would send this email address. So it's actually that simple to be able to create an email address. All you have to do is type in the to field, the subject, and type in the body of your email address, type Alt S, and it goes off and sends it. Let me escape out of here, though. I'm not actually going to send myself an email message.
Yes, Y, button, dialog, Windows Mail, blank. Do you want to save changes to this message? Yes. No.
I'm going to silence that, but it's asking me if I want to save these changes because it realized I didn't send it. I'm going to say N for no.
N. Inbox Windows Mail. Red.
And I'm going to silence the reading of the highlighted item in my inbox again. I just want to show you one more thing, and then we're going to be done with this particular section, is when you're in the email, or when you start up Outlook Express or Windows Mail, typically you are on the inbox. Now, you can set it so that you aren't on the inbox, you're someplace else, or you can make sure that you're on the inbox by setting up some parameters to be able to do that. I'm not going to go into that. But to go to the different things, like for instance, maybe I want to show all the email addresses, or rather email message that I've sent, or I have other folders that I've copied email messages into. I've received email messages from a certain subject that I like putting into a particular email box. I can do all of that. And the way that you do that is you tab off of the inbox, and I'll go to the
inbox, 119, 106, tree view, depth 2.
It's like a tree view type of an option that allows me then to go through all my local folders, and in my case, I happen to have an inbox, an outbox, a sent items, deleted items, drafts, and junk email. And I could have other folders in there. This isn't typically my email client that I use, but this is how you could set up where all the different mailboxes that you wanted and things. Once I'm in this tree view, I could down arrow one time.
Outbox, 206.
So outbox. Now, if I were to go off of the outbox, it would show me all the items that I have sent. Waiting to be sent, I guess is what it is, actually. If I go down one more.
Sent items, 306, red, DuckGWMicro.com.
Now, sent items, I'm silencing that. Sent items is the email messages that I've actually sent. One of the frustrating things, at least that Windows Mail does, is that as I'm arrowing down through these list of mailboxes, if you go to a mailbox that has entries in it, such as my sent items did have messages into it, it immediately took me back over into the list view of the items in that particular folder, which is a little frustrating because if you're trying to find the folder you want and it keeps taking focus back over into the list view, then you've got to keep tabbing back over into the tree view to move to the next item. Now, if you're moving quick enough, it doesn't do that to you. But if you move slow enough and there are items in that particular folder, it takes focus and puts it off into the list view. To me, that's not a very nice accessible option. I think Microsoft, again, is assuming that people are using the mouse, and it's not an issue at all if it's taking focus around over there. But from the keyboard, that's a little bit annoying, something you just have to be aware of. It's not that bad. It's just you need to be aware that that happens. Hopefully, this has given you a little bit of a clue, at least of how to read your email messages, how to create new email messages, how to deal with your inbox and other email boxes that you might have when dealing with Outlook Express and Windows Mail. Let's move on to the next section.